Mission Mobilization Chats with Ryan Cho, Multiplying Mission Mobilization Movements. This podcast is powered by Global Mission Mobilization Initiative. Subscribe, watch, and listen on YouTube today. Find more exciting resources, teachings, and tools for mission mobilization on globalmmi.net.
Okay, well, welcome to our 32nd episode of Mission Mobilization Chats, where we look at cutting-edge topics related to mission mobilization and its implementation into our churches and ministries and organizations. So in this episode, we want to explore what God may be saying and doing related to a new kind of ministry training focused on equipping and training leaders related to our subject of mission mobilization. So looking at this new type maybe of ministry training focused on mobilization. So a little bit of my background and story. I've been personally involved in mission mobilization now for about 21 years in differing ways. And so from the very, very beginning, back in 2001, 2002, when the Lord began kind of launching me into mobilization type ministry, He had been leading and He had been guiding, even from the very beginning, related to involvement in training. I knew that training others in mobilization was going to be a key part of my ministry, though I didn't really understand mobilization all that much at all back in those days. I understood it from kind of the more traditional viewpoint, but not the holistic and the comprehensive type of mission mobilization that we understand now. And so from the very beginning, though, in my mobilization thrust and ministry, God was talking about or leading that in the future, I would be somehow involved in training others in mobilization theory, in practice, and even mobilization theology, kind of things. But I had no idea back then what any of that meant or what it could possibly look like. And actually, I didn't understand it for many, many years, 8, 9, 10, even 11 years. And what I've learned through that is the Lord often speaks to us about something in the future, and then He allows some time to go by. Okay, so He speaks to us, kind of gives us a sense of maybe this piece or this kind of ministry. He doesn't necessarily give all the details at the beginning, but He gives us a glimpse, right, of maybe a little bit of what this is going to look like or what you might be involved in the future. And then He allows some time to go by. And during that time that is kind of going by, it's then in those years that He unfolds more understanding and He unfolds clarity and insight related to the particular thing that He's leading us into. And so for us, that's what He's been doing over these last many years, giving us 21 years really, giving us this understanding related to mission mobilization so that we can start to move into training. Now, when He started to give us the leading and the guidance 21 years ago, we didn't actually get into any kind of mobilization training until about 11 years ago. So that was 10 years after that first sense of leading and guidance, that first glimpse, so to speak, related to mobilization training. We actually didn't get into it until another year, 10 years that went by. So in those 10 years, He was beginning to give us more understanding related to what we call today holistic and comprehensive mobilization. How to put these pieces of mobilization all together so that we get the whole of mobilization, not just the few slices that we usually think about when we consider mission mobilization. No, God has a whole comprehensive plan of what mobilization is meant to be about in our churches and in our denominations. And what we've tended to do in our limited outlook and even in our traditional mobilization outlook is just to reduce mobilization to one or two of the slices instead of the whole. Okay, and usually those one or two slices are things like recruiting a few missionaries or things like hosting mission conferences. And none of those things are bad, but they're incomplete. Okay, they're part of the whole, but we need to see the whole. And so I want to tell a little bit of a story related to a man that Some of us might have heard about this man, especially recently. Some of us might be aware of his passing, actually. The great mission leader, George Verwer. Some of you have heard of that name. For some of you, it might be a newer name. George Verwer was the founder of Operation Mobilization, OM. It's called Big International Mission Agency. And George Verwer was kind of this giant who started this organization back in, I believe, 1956, and has been leading in the missions world the last, 60, 70 years, okay? So he's been involved in mission and been a key voice in mission and even in mobilization for a long time. So I actually met George back in 2004 at a Luzon Committee conference in Pattaya, Thailand. And at that point, 2004, I was starting to get into mobilization ministry around 2001, 2002. That was kind of when I was getting first going. And then in 2004, I met George Verwer at this conference. And so I was just getting going and I was wanting to learn. And so I knew who this man was. I'd never met him before, but I knew who he was. So at the conference, I went up and I introduced myself. Kind of bold, whatever. So I went, I said, "You're George Verwer. I want to spend time with you." Okay. And so he said, yes, no problem. So we enjoyed a meal together at the conference. And I used this time to really pick his brain related to all kinds of things surrounding mission in general and then mobilization very specifically. And one of the questions I asked George, I asked him about mobilization training. And I knew that he was very aware, let's put it that way, aware of what was happening in mission all over the world. Okay, and since then, I've asked many leaders this same question, especially in the early 2000s, 2004, 5, 6, 7, asked many leaders this question, and I almost would always get the same response as what George gave me. And so the question that I asked George on this day was, "Do you know of any formal training programs that are focused on equipping mainly leaders for mission mobilization?" Okay, do you know of any formal training programs equipping people in mobilization? That was the idea. Training mobilizers to do their role in mobilization. Training pastors how to mobilize their ministries and even mobilize people within their ministries for mission, but in a focused way. Okay, so not part of a cross-cultural mission training program that maybe had a tiny little piece connected to mobilization. I wasn't so interested in that. But a training program dedicated in and of itself to training others in mission mobilization. And so he thought about it for a little bit and he was stumped. And I said, "Oh, wow, I've stumped George Verwer." And so he said, he thought about it. He said, "No, I don't know of anything like that." He said, "I know of a few training, like mission education courses, the Perspectives course, we're familiar with, Kairos course, okay? But those are mission education courses. That's different than what I was asking him about related to programs that are meant, that are set up to train others in how to do mobilization. That was kind of a different thing." And he said, "No, I don't know of anything." And again, since then, or back in those early, 2000s, I asked many top leaders in the global church and in the global mission church, "Do you know of this kind of training?" And they thought about it for, "No, we don't know of anything along this line." So in many ways, I was surprised. It surprised me that these major mission leaders who are in the know, if there is this kind of training that is out there, they would know about it, right? But I was quite surprised that all of them said, "No, we're not aware of formal mobilization training programs that are set up for the purpose of equipping others to know how to do mobilization." Now, that was 19 years ago. I said I met George Verwer in 2004. So that was 19 years ago. And now there are different informal and even non-formal training programs related to aspects of mission mobilization that have sprung up. Yet few that I'm aware of, even today, few that seek to practically equip mobilizers and local ministries with tools, teaching, and strategies for mobilizing their members. Again, there's a growing number of tools that are popping up in mobilization. We say, yes, praise the Lord, because that tells us that God is increasing what we call the mobilization movement, that more ministries and groups are engaging in different aspects of mobilization than ever before. Yet the training for mobilizers seems to still be lagging behind a little bit. Okay, so there are some informal and even these non-formal type programs related to different aspects that are starting and that are springing up, and we praise the Lord for that. Yet few of them that are actually practically equipping mobilizers with how to mobilize their church members, and even fewer than still that are seeking to teach and train related to mobilization being understood as a viable ministry entity of its own. Okay, let me say that again. Even fewer still training programs that are seeking to teach and train related to mobilization being this very viable ministry entity on its own. Mobilization usually gets connected in with global cross-cultural mission. And so you have a global cross-cultural mission training program and then a little bit connected to mobilization, maybe. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're saying something that focuses entirely on mobilization as its own ministry entity, because as we've talked a little bit about in previous episodes, this idea of mobilization must be seen as a distinct entity on its own, because it's very, very different from global cross-cultural mission itself. And so really, to enable the global church to become equipped and to become activated in her calling in the Great Commission, mobilization needs to be seen as this distinct ministry, okay? And yet very few are talking about it, and fewer less are training others related to it, okay? So how can we understand this breakdown? Why do we say mobilization needs to be seen as its own distinct ministry entity? Well, global cross-cultural ministry on its own, it focuses on the practicality. How do we reach unreached peoples for Christ? Okay, that's global cross-cultural ministry. Okay, so we think about how are we reaching out? What are our outreach strategies? What are our church planting strategies? What has God laid out in His Word? How do we reach peoples for Christ? This is global cross-cultural ministry. While mission mobilization actually has a very different focal point, okay? Mission mobilization has to do with awakening the church, okay? It's not focused out here on the nations. It's not focused on the unreached peoples themselves. Now, that's the goal. That's why we do mobilization, obviously, to see the unreached reach. But in its own, it's a very different focal point. And so mobilization has to do with awakening the church to her primary calling between Jesus's first and second coming. What is the primary calling, according to Jesus, of the body of Christ between His first coming and His second coming? Well, He gave it to us, right? Very clearly. He gave us the Great Commission right before He ascended to the right hand of the Father. And so these are two polar opposite focal points. Global cross-cultural ministry focused on the unreached. How do we reach those people for Christ? Mission mobilization focused on how do we awaken the church of Christ to her primary calling? Okay, two very different ministry emphasis points, all right? So these two types of ministry, then, we know they're dramatically different. And because they're dramatically different, each one needs focused equipping and training. Okay. Yet the reality today, as we've just pointed out, George Verwer and many others, although some things are starting to get stirred up, and we praise the Lord for that, yet today, only one of those ministry emphasis points, global cross-cultural ministry and mission mobilization, two different focal points in terms of ministry, yet today only one of them is generally focused on in our Bible schools and in our seminaries and in other training programs. And that one we know is the focus on cross-cultural ministry. Yet, as we look at the Word of God, as we look at history, as we look at where we're at in terms of fulfilling the Great Commission, we firmly believe that as history unfolds and as the fulfillment of the Great Commission and Jesus' second coming comes closer, mission mobilization emphasis is going to be increasing across the global church. It has to, right? Because of the promises of God that He's laid out in His Word related to the great harvest that is coming at the end of the age, much of the Bible prophesies about this great ingathering of every ethnic people group, right, around the whole earth, this great ingathering. Well, how's that going to happen? It's only going to happen or come to pass through an awakened global church that is prioritizing a biblical and a spirit-led outlook on the Great Commission. So we know that this mobilization emphasis is central on the heartbeat of God. Okay, it's not off on the side somewhere. That's why we have to begin to give focused attention, not just to mobilization, but then also to how we train others in mobilization, meaning training mobilizers to do their role better. And we believe mobilizers are pastors. We believe mobilizers are mission directors in denominations, okay? So mobilizers and pastors and leaders and so many people, leaders across the body of Christ that need to be trained in mission mobilization understanding and practice and theory and even theology in order to see the body of Christ really push forward towards the fulfillment of the Great Commission. And so the church needs equipping and it needs training that propels us forward in mission mobilization within local ministries and within denominations. But it cannot just be about kind of the practical implementation of tools. That's important, yes. But we also need to provide a biblical theology of mobilization, because the concept of mobilization is consistently found throughout from the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, yet there's hardly ever any talk about it from the Scriptures, okay? Mobilization is understood today, recruiting a few more missionaries to serve in unreached peoples, and I love that, but that's limited, okay? The Lord, through His Word, has a biblical theology of mobilization that we've barely scratched the surface related to. And so this concept of mobilization is actually all through Scripture, though you're never going to find the words themselves, mission mobilization, like many other words that are not in Scripture, yet we completely understand in terms of doctrine and theology. So all of this is background of what GMMI's Global Mobilization Institute is all about. So we're talking about this new kind of mobilization training. Well, that's what the Global Mobilization Institute, we call it GMI for short, different than GMMI. GMMI is kind of the organization or the Global Mission Mobilization Initiative. And then GMI is the Global Mobilization Institute, okay? So it's kind of our training arm, you can say. And this is what it's all about. We want to see this training that is focused deliberately and explicitly on mission mobilization happening. And so for the last 11 years, we've been doing mobilization trainings at our international base here, right here in Chiang Mai, Thailand, for leaders that have come from different parts all over the world. And over those 11 years, over that time, we've learned a great deal about how God views mobilization. Now, we still have so much to learn, and we're constantly saying, Lord, teach us more. Give us more insight from Your Word. Give us more insight from history. Give us more insight from the Spirit about where mobilization is moving in the heart of God. What is the plan of God as He unfolds the Great Commission right in front of us, as He's moving history forward? We need to understand this theme or this concept or this ministry entity called mission mobilization a lot more. And so the Lord has given us clarity, but it's still small. We're asking Him for a lot more revelation by His Spirit so that we can understand and unpack what in-depth mobilization is really all about and why it's so central to the purpose of God. And so the Global Mobilization Institute. So the vision is to provide high quality and cutting edge equipping related to what the Spirit is doing and saying in mission mobilization across the global church. That's why the Global Mobilization Institute exists, to provide equipping, to be listening, to being taught by the Lord, taught through His Word, taught through what's happening in the mission movement, even historically, and leading forward, and putting that all together related to mobilization, and seeing and understanding what the Holy Spirit is leading us into. And so to accomplish this, the Global Mobilization Institute provides various training schools, and each one of these schools focuses on different aspects of mission mobilization and even on different target audiences. Okay, so all of it is related to leadership development. So all of our schools are leadership focused. All right, we want to equip leaders in the body of Christ to implement mobilization strategy and practice, to understand mobilization theology, to understand mobilization prayer, all these different things. And so we target leaders who then go out from our institute and implement these understandings and concepts and truths and strategies, etc., into their ministry context. So let's quickly provide a little bit of an overview related to the particular schools that we have related to the Global Mobilization Institute. So all of them, this is an important fact, all of them are 2 weeks long. Okay, so all of our schools are 2 weeks. I said a moment ago, our target is all leaders, ministry leaders. Okay, and these leaders are busy and they're involved in many different things. And so the idea of going away to study at a formal school for longer than 2 weeks, it becomes very a lot more difficult. Let's put it that way. Okay, so that's why we've laid out this time frame. It's important, keep it to about 2 weeks. And so most of the schools are 2 weeks long here at our Global Mobilization Institute Center in Chiang Mai. So the first school, we call it the Great Commission Mobilization School, GCMS for short. Great Commission Mobilization School. So this is for local ministry leaders. Okay, I said it's they're all for leaders. Well, this school is for local ministry leaders. One church, okay, or one campus ministry fellowship. And this school focuses on providing teaching tools and strategies to mobilize entire ministries for the Great Commission from within those ministry contexts. So if you're a leader of a local church, a pastor, part of the leadership team, an elder, you come to this training and you're going to get equipped how to mobilize the entire local church, whether it's a church of 50 or a church of 1,000. Okay, the size does not matter. The teaching tools and strategies highlight how to influence that one local ministry for the Great Commission. Then a second school we have is called the Mobilization Equipping School. Okay, and this is also for leaders, but a little different category of leaders. Okay, leaders, this one's for leaders that oversee many local ministries. So the GCMS is for leaders who oversee one or maybe a few local ministries, right? So they can implement the strategies of what we call becoming a Great Commission ministry, individual ministry, being mobilized, the whole thing. Well, the Mobilization Equipping School is for leaders that maybe are at a denominational level, okay? Maybe a regional or an area overseer at a denominational level, or maybe an executive from a denomination itself, okay? So this is for a slightly different, we could say higher level of leadership, where they learn how to equip or how to implement proven mobilization tools and strategies across now many ministries, across maybe their whole denominational structure, across a whole church network, okay? So the tools and strategies that we talk about in the Mobilization Equipping School are a little different than the tools and strategies we talk about at the Great Commission Mobilization School that's focused on mobilizing one ministry. I hope that's a little bit clear, okay? Then we have another school called the School of Mobilization Prayer. The School of Mobilization Prayer. Okay, so this is focused now on how do we pray in such a way as to ask God and to align with God and to come into agreement with God about what He wants the church to become related to discipleship, and then also related to who she's becoming in the Great Commission, okay? So mobilization prayer is not focused on praying for the unreached themselves, though we do a little bit of that, Okay? But mainly mobilization prayer is prayer for the church to arise and to awaken into her God-given calling as the channel to fulfill the Great Commission. Okay? So yes, it connects with reaching the unreached, but it's a slightly different aspect and a slightly different focal point. We're not praying as much for the unreached direct. We're praying for the church to arise so that she can reach the unreached. And you know what will happen if we do that? Many, many more message bearers, missionaries, will be laborers, will be launched into the harvest as a result. Instead of just kind of recruiting one or two missionaries from this group or that group, instead we say, how can we help a whole local ministry get on fire for Jesus first, in love with Him, with all the heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then out of the overflow of that, they're becoming engaged in the Great Commission. That's the school of mobilization prayer. Okay, so it's about how we pray, but specifically learning how to pray for the church to become all that Jesus has commissioned her to become. And then finally, we have the school of mobilization theology. Mobilization theology. So this is for leaders who are looking to be equipped with the biblical basis and the foundations of mission mobilization as a core field of study. So in that school, we dive deep into the Word of God, and we see the thread all through Genesis to Revelation, not only of God's redemptive plan and purpose for all humanity, not only of bringing a people, starting with Israel and then the church in the new covenant, but then using that people, mobilizing that people to be a light unto all the world for the sake of the glory of God. So that's what the school of mobilization theology is all about. It's less practical in terms of practical tools and strategies to use to mobilize our ministries and to mobilize people, and it's more looking at the background, the mobilization theology, we call it. The Bible is full of a theology of mobilization. It's just that most of us have not had eyes necessarily to see it. And so as missiology is the study of how peoples are reached for Christ, mobilization theology is the study of how the church is awakened and mobilized in her core identity to be the channel that God has called us and anointed us to be. And so we're very excited about this Global Mobilization Institute and even how it's starting to expand even now. We're starting to multiply our schools even regionally now on the African continent, because it's so expensive for African leaders to come all the way to Thailand. It's challenging for them sometimes with visas, etc. So now we're taking our schools actually to them. And in the coming years, we're going to be doing that same thing in Latin America and maybe even other parts, while our Global Mobilization Institute Center here in Chiang Mai, Thailand, it serves all the Asian nations. And so if you're in India or Pakistan or Nepal or the Philippines or Indonesia or Singapore, you are welcomed and invited to come and participate in one of these schools here in Chiang Mai, Thailand. So as I close, I want to invite you to join us for one of these exciting mobilization training schools. Again, either in Chiang Mai, here if you're in the Asia region, or even another region of the world as we start to multiply these schools in different parts of the world. So we encourage you to go to the globalmmi.net website. You'll find all the information, and even you'll find the online applications where you can start to apply even now for a future school several months away. Let me close us in prayer if I could. Father, we thank you that you are stirring up mobilization training, Lord, and we thank you. It's not just GMMI that's participating in this, Lord. We know that different organizations, different groups are starting to bring an emphasis, Lord, to the formal training regarding mobilizers and mobilization as a whole. Lord, we see this as a sign of the times, Lord, that you're doing something new. You're moving us into a new era, even in mobilization as a whole. And the training component is going to be key to that. Lord, training in mobilization theology, training in mobilization practice and theory, all these different aspects that are so necessary to see the ministry of mobilization that you have called into being. Lord, to see this come to maturity, to see the ministry of mobilization really gaining fruit and seeing a great momentum attached to it. Lord, we believe this is where you're taking us as the body of Christ. And so we say thank you for it. Lord, anoint these training programs in mission mobilization, we ask, and use them greatly for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you and have a great week this week.
To listen to more Mission Mobilization Chats, subscribe on YouTube or go to globalmmi.net.